Welcome back to the ICA Podcast. I'm Steve Prines, the course author and instructor for our home inspection training program. In the last podcast, I told a few war stories, weird things that have gone on in my home inspection career. Well, that podcast proved to be so popular that we're going to share some more war stories with you in this podcast. Now, as I mentioned in the last podcast, war stories aren't typically something you want to share with your client. They don't really particularly care to hear about goofy things that happened or things that went wrong. It's certainly okay to make pleasant conversation with your clients. In fact, that's a really good thing to do, because when you're working with your clients, one of the things you want to try to do is break down that barrier that people sometimes have when you're strangers and get them to think of you a little bit more as a friend, certainly at least think of you in a friendly manner. So it's certainly important to talk to your clients and make pleasant conversation with them, but you really do want to stay away from telling them about goofy things that happen in your home inspection career, because when you're talking to other home inspectors, especially experienced home inspectors, we understand that some odd things are going to happen, and we get it. Your clients don't necessarily understand that, so telling your clients war stories just makes you sound a little bit unprofessional. So having said that, I'll share a few more of my odd stories. You know, one of the things I should mention is that a really nice thing about the home inspection industry is that, unlike when you have a full-time job and you really don't like somebody you work with, you know, in that job, you're stuck working with those people for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. You don't particularly care for them. Well, on a home inspection, if you don't like your client, you're done with them in about 3 hours in most home inspections. So you can certainly tolerate working with someone you don't like all that much when they're going to be paying you an average inspection fee of $325, which $325 is the average fee across the United States as of 2013-2014, which is the most recent data that we have. Inspection fees are higher, particularly in the Northeast United States and on the West Coast, and inspection fees tend to run a bit under the average, especially in some of the southern states or some of the less populated states. So as far as other weird or strange things I've had occur during my home inspections, I've had my share of animal stories. I can think of one home inspection in particular. There was a fireplace. The damper was closed. The client was asking, hey, how's that fireplace look? And I said, well, absolutely, we're going to check it. That's all part of the home inspection. Why don't you lean down here with me and I'll show you where the damper handle is. So the client got down on his knees and we looked up into the firebox. Now, this was a big masonry fireplace, full brick fireplace surround, beautiful oak mantle, really nice deep firebox. So it was pretty easy to look into. Big metal damper up at the top with a handle that extended down. So I showed the client where the handle is, and I said, all you have to do is simply lift this handle and this damper will open. Now, if you're not experienced with fireplaces, dampers do open in different ways, but this one just had a big handle on it. So I grabbed the handle and it kind of moved, and I could have sworn something pushed it back down, but it was just my imagination, I thought. And I looked over the client. He didn't seem really to notice anything. So I tried to lift it up again, and then something definitely pushed it back down. So I was getting the damper open slightly. Somebody or something was closing the damper. And then the client happened to notice it when I tried it that second time. The client said, is that damper not opening? Is it stuck on something? And I said, well, it might be stuck on something. Now, I didn't want to tell the client, I suspected there might be animals in the fireplace, and I wanted to investigate a little bit further. I figured if I was careful and didn't open the damper all the way, they weren't going to run into the house or anything. So I just said to the client, well, we'll try it one more time. And I grabbed that damper handle and gave it a pretty firm jerk. And I got that damper open 3 or 4 inches, and all of a sudden, I saw two eyes looking at me and a big paw grabbed the top of that damper and held onto it. So I knew we had a very big raccoon, at least one raccoon, if not more, in that fireplace. So the client saw the eyes because I was shining my flashlight up in there. The raccoon's eyes showed up very brightly. So the client said, is that an animal up there? I said, well, it is a raccoon, I'm pretty sure. So the client jumps up, almost hits his head on the mantle. I thought for sure he was going to end up getting stitches, but he dismissed the mantle, and he goes running out of the room. And I'm trying not to laugh because I really wasn't too worried about the raccoon getting into the house because I didn't have the damper open all that far. I can hear the guy running outside telling his wife or somebody that, oh my God, there's raccoons in this house. Well, they weren't in the house. They're only in the fireplace, up at the smoke shelf. So I tried to close the damper, and that raccoon didn't want to let go. So we had a little bit of a fight, and I finally did get the raccoon to let go of the damper. I got the damper closed, went outside, calmed the client down, and as it turns out, he was talking to his wife. I guess she was out in the yard looking at the landscaping or something. It really seemed like they were about to back out of the deal just because of that. But I assured them it's not a big deal. They could get a wildlife guy to come in, get the raccoons out of there. And it turns out that they bought the house, and as far as I know, they lived in the house for quite a few years. So I have quite a few animal stories like that, and that's a fairly common thing for home inspectors to encounter animals in fireplaces when they don't have screens at the top. And in certain areas of the country, now I'm in the Midwest, I'm in the Chicago area, so this isn't really an issue for me, but some of my friends that work in the Southwest United States, I guess it's pretty common for them. A lot of houses out there have crawl spaces, and they'll open the exterior crawl space hatch, and they'll make a lot of noise. And fairly often, rattlesnakes will come out of the crawl space, or at least rattlesnakes will get themselves out of the way so they are not cornered or surprised when the inspector goes into the crawl space. One time I was doing a very expensive home in Oak Brook, which is a western suburb of Chicago. It's a very Tony suburb. Lots of people with money, lots of very, very large homes in Oak Brook. So I'm doing this exceptionally large, beautiful home. I go up in the attic. Nothing really seemed to miss. I did see a squirrel, not a big deal to me. So I come down out of the attic and the client's there. Now, the real estate agent is also standing there. In the Chicago area, real estate agents are typically at the home inspections. That's uncommon in other parts of the United States, but in the Chicago area, for various reasons, real estate agents are typically at the home inspection. So that's common for us. So the client's there, the real estate agent's there, and this is the selling agent. And it's not an agent that referred me for the home inspection. It's an agent I didn't know. The client had gotten our referral from somebody else. So I come down off the ladder. The client says, well, you know, how's everything up in the attic? I said, really, attic's fine. I did, however, notice a squirrel up in the attic. And the client says, a squirrel? And the agent looks at me, didn't say anything. I said, yeah, it's a big, healthy orange squirrel. Doesn't look like it's causing any damage. And without missing a beat, the agent says, well, the squirrel ought to be healthy. This is Oak Brook, after all. Now, I didn't know if the agent was kidding or not because I've never worked with this agent. So, I don't know. To this day, I have no idea if she was kidding or not. But I guess they do have healthy squirrels in Oak Brook. I'm sure there's some scrawny ones, too. I just didn't happen to see any. Now, one of the most interesting inspections I've done had nothing to do with animals. It had to do with a couple of guys that worked together at the same place. One of these guys was getting divorced. The other guy was getting married. The guy that was getting divorced had a larger home. The guy that was getting married had a smaller home. So they decided to trade houses. Literally, they were trading houses. Now, I would imagine there was also some money exchanged because certainly the larger home was worth more than the smaller home. They were only three or four blocks apart from each other, so almost the same neighborhood. But if money was exchanged, I wasn't privy to that. But they were literally trading houses, and it was a very pleasant inspection. We started at the larger house. Both the clients were there because one was the buyer and one was the seller. We went through the larger house. I went over the report with both of them at the same time. We drove over to the smaller house, and again, both gentlemen were there, went through the inspection, went through the report with them. Then they bought me lunch. I didn't have another inspection right after that. Very, very pleasant inspection. And I've got to say that some of the most pleasant home inspections I've ever done were the so-called FSBOs, F-S-B-O. That stands for sale by owner, commonly known as a FSBO. I remember one in particular. We were going to start at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning. I showed up to the home. The buyer showed up. The owner, of course, was there because they have to let us in. And the owners had fresh bakery donuts. I mean, these are really good donuts. Fresh bakery donuts, incredible smelling coffee brewing. They had bacon and eggs going. They offered us both breakfast. Now, you know, I'm there to work. I'm not really there to eat. But I got to tell you, I did give in and have a couple of donuts and some coffee. And then the client went ahead and ate a full breakfast with them. And when I was done with the inspection, the client asked me to go over everything with the owner and with him at the same time, just to save time and make it easier. And sure, why not? So I went over everything with him. I had a little bit more of that excellent coffee, had another donut. Very, very pleasant inspection. A little bit weirdest scenario that occurred. I was doing another FSBO, another for sale by owner, and things were going pretty well. The client and the owner were both walking through the house with me. Now, ordinarily, you don't want the owner present during the home inspection, and it's not out of line to nicely ask the owner to back off a little bit, because ordinarily, you're doing the inspection for the client's benefit only, and the owner is not privy to the results of the home inspection because the client is paying for that. In this case, however, the client asked me if it was okay if the owner went along with us on the home inspection, because the client just figured it'd be easy for the owner to see everything that we were seeing, and it would be much easier for him to negotiate things. Well, that's up to the client. I said, sure, no problem. If the owner wants to tag along, sure, why not? So we walked all through the house. Everything was going fine. Really wasn't finding anything all that noteworthy, a few little things here or there, and the client would mention them to the owner occasionally, and the owner would say, don't worry, we'll take care of it, or, you know, whatever. I really wasn't paying all that much attention to what they were saying to each other. Now, this home had a finished basement, pretty nice finished basement. So we go down to this finished basement, we're checking things out, and in one corner, not in a closet or anything, but just right in the corner of the finished basement, was a sump pump. And there actually was carpet on the floor. It was a very low-pile carpet, sort of an indoor-outdoor type carpet, but they've carpeted right up around the opening or the pit for the sump, and they just kind of set the sump pump pit lid right on top of that carpeting. Well, okay, I guess. I was kind of concerned about mildew in the carpet, but it didn't seem especially damp there. So I lifted the lid. I checked the sump pump. I tested it by lifting the float, which is safe to do as long as the float's not down in water. Now, ordinarily, you could test it even if the float was in water, but there's always a chance that if something is wrong electrically, the water could be energized. So for safety reasons, you don't really want to put your hand in the water to lift the float. So on this one, I lifted the float. Sump pump worked fine. I put the lid back on, and I was, as far as I was concerned, I was done with it. I was going to move on. Well, at this point, the client looks at the discharge pipe, which is running vertical from the pit up near the wall, and then it went up above a suspended ceiling. It was cut through the suspended ceiling, Todd, and you couldn't see where it went after that. So the client grabs a hold of this vertical pipe and says, I wonder where this pipe goes. I wonder if it's tight. I wonder if it's connected properly, and starts to shake the pipe. And before I could say to him, that's not a good idea, the sump pump kicked on. And as the sump pump kicked on, the pipe had dislodged itself above the ceiling, also causing it to move a ceiling tile. So, like, all at the same time, this client grabs his pipe. The pipe shifts over 6 or 8 inches, knocking the ceiling tile loose and partially falling out of the grid. Sump pump starts, so it is pumping water out of this dislodged pipe up into the joists above, all over the suspended ceiling grid, pouring back down onto the floor. I'm trying to reach over to yank the cord out of the wall, and at the same time, the owner I'm not sure if he was trying to grab the client, the pipe, or the cord, but the three of us just basically collide all at once in the area of the sump pump. As I'm reaching for the cord, the owner's grabbing somebody, and the client's standing there confused. So I manage to get the sump pump unplugged. Water is all over the place. It is dripping from the ceiling joists up above. Several ceiling tiles are soaked. Absolutely, they're ruined. They're going to have to be replaced. There's water all over this indoor carpet. The water didn't smell great because it's not sewage water, but it's water that was in the drain tiles around the perimeter footings. It didn't smell great. So what used to be a clean basement now didn't smell so good. And the owner and the client proceeded to get into this heavy argument about who was going to fix what, who was going to pay for it, at which point the client decides he doesn't even want to buy the house. He stomps out of the house. I haven't been paid. The owner's looking at me, and I just looked at the owner and said, you know, I'm sorry, sir, but I didn't touch the thing. You know what happened. You saw it. He looks at me. It looked like he's about to start yelling. Then he kind of backs, yeah, you're right. And he runs outside to grab the client. And then they proceed to argue more on the front lawn. Since I was almost done with the home inspection, I just decided to go ahead and finish up things. And I checked the electric panel and the furnace, the water heater. It's all I had left. So I was only down there about another 10 minutes. I went outside. They'd calmed down. I really don't know what details they'd worked out, who was going to fix what, but the client did end up paying me, and I gave him the report, and I was just glad to be out of there. So certainly one of the stranger home inspections I'd done, certainly at the end. In the beginning and the middle of a home inspection were pretty normal, but that end was pretty weird and pretty uncomfortable. But you know what? That's what makes the home inspection profession so interesting. You really don't know what you're going to expect. Sometimes you go in houses in excellent neighborhoods and they are so disgusting inside that you really pretty much want to burn your clothes when you get home. And sometimes you go in neighborhoods that you just know from experience are not the best neighborhoods and the home is just really nice and clean. And sometimes the homeowners are just such wonderful people. And sometimes you get really weird situations. So every home inspection you do is different. Sometimes you want to choke the client. Most times, things are pretty normal. You know, most times the client's okay. You get the job done, they pay you. Every client is different, and it's what makes this profession so interesting, so fascinating. And I can honestly tell you, if you're already taking our program, or if you're thinking of taking our program, this is a really, really fun profession. It's very rewarding. Truthfully, every single day when you do a home inspection, and you drive away, you're going to feel very good about yourself because you've done something very, very useful for your client. Well, that about wraps up today's podcast. We sure do appreciate your listening to the podcast, and we look forward to having you on the next one. Thanks a lot.